Blog Talk Radio.
You have no idea what you got involved with. You have no idea who you're messing with.
Might
you
not.
Have no idea. Congratulations.
Better tune in to Monday nights after Raw. To the only show doing a recap when it goes off. You know how Mondays go. Watch it Raw first.
I don't care who I have to beat. I am reclaiming everything they have tried to take from me.
Undeserving? I'm about to show you how deserving I am.
I'm going to embarrass and humiliate Charlotte and Becky on the grandest stage of them all.
For the first time in 35 years, our women will be the main event of WrestleMania. It's winner take all.
WrestleMania, streaming live on WWE Network. This Sunday, 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific.
People, welcome to Talk Perfect Plex Radio WrestleMania show, people. We have been here now for 10 damn years. This time of year, the showcase of the Immortals. Is it still, does it still move you? Will Kofi Mania go over? Will Roman Reigns, the big dog, claim back his yard? The match of the night. I'm saying it right here, right now. That's a damn lie. I've been saying it from the beginning. Randy Orton versus AJ Styles. The phenomenal one. All this and dim sum, people. Welcome to Talk Perfect Plex Talk Radio. 347-637-3859 is the number to call in. We have a plethora. You know I love that word, but it's a big show, right? A smorgasbord worth of wrestling to talk about today. NXT takes place tonight. Pete Dunne might kill himself tonight at NXT TakeOver, people. It's about to go down. WrestleMania weekend is here. You are here. I am the host, the million-dollar host. You are the million-dollar audience, and together we tag in and out to form the million-dollar connection. But as always, I'm not here by myself. My longest-running compatriot, if you will, so to speak, all the way from the City of Angels, Los Angeles, California. So what, the Dodgers are playing better baseball than the Cubs? It's the first damn week of the playoff baseball season. What's going on, JME?
Man, chilling. For the first time in years, probably, I'm excited about WrestleMania. I am, and I hope the right things happen this year, so we'll see.
Let's talk about it. Let's be about it. Also, join us on the road to WrestleMania. Not literally, but he's on the road while we're on the road talking at WrestleMania. And me, Richmond, on the Twitter. His mom calls him Micah. That's what I call him. What's going on, Micah?
Why are they doing this to me, Mike? Why are they doing this?
What?
I have no idea. The WWE champion, like the actual company champion. I don't know. I'm getting my hopes up, bro. What do I do?
I've been waiting to actually talk about this. If you notice, guys, on my videos, I've never told you who I thought was going to win this match. I've never said anything. I've never said about, you know, I want the moment because I'm a black man. But that's what I'm going to start right there, guys. It's not going to be a typical show. We're going to go through the matches. We will. But to me, and maybe, Cammy, maybe this is why you're excited. I know for our militant reasons you're excited. But for me, over the years, I've been honest here. Over the years, I've developed a need to say wrestling storyline. And a lot of times, you guys that meet me at my wisdom and don't understand the story, we've had our push and pull and as well. But for me, I love the stories going through the WrestleMania. And I know there's a lot of matches, a lot of fluff. people saying, well, oh, what about Elias? I'm not going to talk about Elias much tonight, but I'm going to say this much. Elias is showcasing whatever it is he does to be entertainment in front of 88,000 people. If someone tells me Elias is not making it, do me a favor and smack him like when, may he rest in peace, Bernie Mac. What was that movie? Head of State, and he came off the plane. He was Chris Rock's brother. He just came off the train smacking people.
Yeah,
just smack
everybody.
If you tell me that Elias is not over, Elias is over, okay? What about what's going on with Alexa Bliss? Is she or isn't he? I'm always going to use that, Cammy. That's my Lois and Clark. Remember? She's the dumbest woman in the world. Reference. Is she hurt or is she not hurt? I don't give a damn. I'm going to get to see her pretty ass, pig loving ass on my TV for 5 hours. Go ahead, Alexa Bliss. I look at this card, okay? Yes, I don't have my Usos as of right now. I'm disappointed in that because the Usos to me are the best tag team in the world. I don't care who you are. I don't care what promotion you're in. That's my call. Come get it, okay? But these matches that will be profiled at WrestleMania tonight, okay, we're talking Miz and Shane McMahon. I didn't want to see Shane McMahon anymore. We're getting Shane McMahon anyway. So if I had to get Shane McMahon after having him for, what, 3 years now, guys, in a row? Is it 3 years in a row? 4 years in a row now? We thought it's been 3 years. He's like, damn, you're still here? Okay? They gave me the Shane O'Mac I've always loved in the first place, the Mean Street Posse version. Just bring out Pete Gas and the boys. The arrogant, smug owner, I'm the billion-dollar son. That's the same we've always loved, to be honest. But y'all hated Vince so much when he bought WCW. You loved that scene, too. That's still the same scene. He bought his friend. Hey, F you, Dad. I'm going to go buy WCW. I love that scene. I love what The Miz is doing. I love that scenario. Another big match on this card we're going to break down is the Big Dark back. I don't want to talk about it. Vince McMahon used him. You're going to get back in the ring. Damn it. Who cares if Vincent KKK McMahon told Roman Reigns he had to go wrestle with leukemia. I don't A, buy it. B, there be so many lawsuits against it. And this is why I don't read hashtag death to dirt sheets, you damn people. I try not to call them morons, KME and Mike. I try really hard. Okay. But those who, if I call you a moron, more than likely you don't listen to my show anyway. Because this is a show for the intelligent wrestling fan. So this shoe doesn't fit. Don't wear it, okay? Also, I'm hyped about the nose ring model Batista and Triple H. I said it. I am. The only match that's really highly profiled on this card, and this is where I want to start at, KME, this is where I want to start at, Micah, is this match right here.
Seth Rollins has won the Royal Rumble match. Who will Rollins choose?
The last thing Seth Rollins wants to do is to get into a fight with the Beast.
WrestleMania. Streaming live on WWE Network. This Sunday, 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific.
Yes, I'm hyping WrestleMania. Yes, I still have a connection with Fox Sports Radio. Yes, this show sometimes may get put on Fox Sports Radio. So if it says an ad from my program director who are all at WrestleMania, which, by the way, right now, as I said, all of the times I said, I'm going to say it again right now, fuck them! Fuck them! I'm not there. I'm here doing a show with you guys. So y'all have y'all fun. Okay, but let's talk about that match, guys. Is it unfair to Seth Rollins? I'm going to start with you, Cammy, that this match is really not getting me the attention maybe that it should be getting. Because it makes you maybe scared in a way that maybe they'll keep the belt on Brock because it's so unnoticeable, but they have to be smart enough by now to realize they got to take the belt off of Brock Lesnar. And again, I was not one it's most people, but I do think now is the time for Brock Lesnar to lose that title. But this match, to be highly profiled, is not a match, Cammy. People are really talking about as much. Why?
It's not that interesting of a match. It's pretty much the same Brock Lesnar stuff we get every year at WrestleMania. And of the three main events on the card, the women's match.
Big guy, little guy?
What's that?
You mean like the SummerSlam matches, you mean? where he's the big guy, little guy, where he had.
I'm talking about every match, not just every the match. Big guy, little guy stuff. I think it's just the stuff where Brock dominates, the lead up is what it is, and, you know, it is, you know. I do think that Seth should win the match, and all I think the reason Seth should win the match is so fans don't think that they're just going to go back to the Roman Reigns well, even though we know they are. I think that the best thing to do is to go ahead and give Seth the belt, have him be the champ for a month or two, then lose it, and then however you get the belt back on Reigns, go ahead and do it. But I do think they can endanger themselves of getting Reigns back to that point if they start making the fans think they're doing special favors for him, you know.
Right.
What's that?
So I said, but if they give it back to Roman too fast and not have it be, you know, feel natural to give it to Roman. See, that's the thing right there. I think fans are going to forget. Seth, I think, has to win this title. I think, unlike 32, he needs to win the title, swing it above his head again. King, you know, what they say, what, ding dong, the witch is dead. You know, he slayed the beast, whatever Michael Cole clever words he's going to come up with, or they're going to let, you know, somebody else have the microphone and pass the baton to maybe Corey Graves. But Seth Rollins has to win this title on Sunday. I don't want to talk about Raw after Mania until Sunday night. After we do a post-WrestleMania show, I don't want to talk about Raw after Mania. Don't care. But Sunday, he needs to win this belt, Micah. Micah, why aren't people talking about this match? You're muted. I'm going to 212.
Can you hear me?
Oh, there you go. Yeah. Okay.
Just checking the mic. Checking the mic.
You know, all right.
This is very easy concept here, Mike. Very easy concept, Knox. It's because it's a Brock Lesnar match against a small guy, and we've seen this with Daniel Bryan and AJ Styles. We really don't care, okay? You know, it was good. You know, you had your shot. And the thing about it, I give Brock Lesnar credit, and it's interesting WWE booking. For almost three WrestleManias in a row, he faced one member of the Shield. So, mm-hmm. I mean, you know, he destroyed Dean Ambrose. You know, had that bout with Roman Reigns, obviously, for a couple of them, and now he has Seth Rollins. Now, I agree with you that Seth Rollins shouldn't win, and here's why. Seth Rollins should win, and Drew McIntyre should win at his match at WrestleMania. And the reason why that should happen is because what you need now, so they can be naturally, like you saw, natural for Roman to get that title back, is for Drew to keep on going on a tirade, which he's been doing, which is tearing up every member of the Shield. They've been booking him strongly lately. They've been giving him the rub. It's time for a weekend, because you got an excuse. You got an excuse to book him weak. You got a time for a weekend Roman Reigns just coming off of leukemia treatment to lose to Drew McIntyre in an impactful way. Seth Rollins wins that match. Drew McIntyre destroys Seth Rollins at the next pay-per-view in SummerSlam. And now you have Roman Reigns redeeming himself from that loss at WrestleMania, chasing Drew for the title, and they can crown him again at the following WrestleMania because
you know
that would be a huge match
for
the second time.
In a brilliant way, I like what you did. But I don't care about that night now. I don't care about what's next. I don't. I love it. I truly love what you said, right? Because that's what it should be, right? And I think Drew should win as well. But we'll get to that in a second. And I'll tell you why I think Drew should win. And everything you said, honestly, was literally like you just plucked a booger out my nose. But it was my brain of my thoughts is what you did. Seriously, because, like, that's how you do it. Like, you have Drew still go over, and now you have the Roman. He hasn't been had the ring. They're going to say it. That's what they're going to ham it up in the ring. Oh, the ring rust. You know, battling back. They're going to play it up very, very, very well. So when Roman loses, you have that. But with Brock and Seth just needs it. I think because the biggest question leading into Sunday is going to be who actually is the – like if somebody can't win on Sunday, you know what I mean? Like either it's – you know, either it's going to be Becky, Charlotte, or Ronda. Either it's going to be Daniel Bryan – or Kofi Kingston. Who is hurt more? What fan base will be hurt more? So here go one part of this fan base, the WWE quote-unquote universe, for the number one title in the company to pull it back and give it back to your fans, so to speak. And I think People are just numb to thinking Brock's going to win. I think there are still people out there think that, and it's still being talked about, that Brock will walk away with this title. Us three think Seth should win, and do you think he will win? I think we all think Seth wins. Hugo, calling in, getting your body in shape, playing your Rocky music, getting ready to go down that aisle while you're styling and profiling on that road to WrestleMania. Who wins this match, Brock Lesnar or Seth freaking Rollins?
We keep forgetting, man, that the WWE also has another pay-per-view coming up in May, and that is the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia pay-per-view.
So, did you see how that fast I put you back on a 10-second sandwich, Wiki? I do not want to talk progression and wrestling.
I got it. I just want my point. My point is going to be that Brock Lesnar is going to win because they're going to need a high-profile match at the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, and it'll probably be a return match between Seth Rollins and Brock Lesnar.
That is a shitty idea.
It's a crappy idea, but it's money.
Here's my thing. I know that wrestling fans have not understood what the WWE did when they came out and said, we're giving it back to you. Remember that whole thing is going to be different, all that shit? And it really hasn't change all that way. It did in the way of people you wanted to be over were starting to get over, right? But they haven't really did too much of a difference. They tweak things, but it's still sort of rumble the same jungle. They do that, Hugo, then that's deleting everything they delete. It's gone. Delete it. They cannot afford that. They cannot afford this WrestleMania with the scrutiny of this company, with the last two go-home shows they've had, having a Raw, having a SmackDown after Mania. They cannot afford Saudi Arabia. And I know we at WWE all the time. I know this for a fact, okay? You know this for a fact. We'll always progressively look forward to the next night. And that's what I think wrestling fans don't always
right.
do. They always want, but they don't think this company has plans 6, 7, 8, 9 months down the line. Remember last year, we talked about this. This should not be Becky Lynch. I'm going to hold my thoughts because I have a lot of opinions about that one. But this shouldn't be Becky, okay? So they can't think Saudi Arabia right now. They need to think,
right.
Are our fans going to put the shit out of WrestleMania if Brock Lesnar wins? And you think, Brock Lesnar wins this, I'm coming to Miami to smack you. Because you jinxed us.
I understand what you're saying, but also the placement of the actual match itself, right? Normally you would think Brock Lesnar and Seth Rollins would actually close up the show, just like Brock Lesnar has done the last 2 years or the last year or whatever the case may be. I personally do think the reason being Becky, Charlotte, and is because Becky or Becky's probably going to go over, right? And then you could
don't
and then
give people, me what you think now. You're progressively moving forward. Remember when I told you?
I'm talking about the same night, Mike. See, I'm talking
right,
about the same night.
Talk about
if you're going to put
rules, you take away what you already said. Go ahead.
Theory is this. Brock Lesnar goes over. Fans are probably going to moan and bitch like they always do. But at the end of the day, they're going to get their payoff with Becky Lynch winning at WrestleMania. And that's it. People go home happy.
Why I never want to go progressive? Because I don't want to skip the order of the show. That's why I never progress. Because when you say what you said and you plug that hole, it pulls me into that conversation. And I don't want to get into that conversation yet about that main event. That's why I need people to stay on the subject because
I'll bring us back, Mike. I do think of the three main events that the person that will not be hurt the most by losing is Seth Rollins.
Right.
If anybody is going to lose in the main event, I think it should be Seth Rollins, but I don't want that to happen either.
Right, and I agree 100% with you, and I agree with what you're saying too as well, Hugo, and that's the reason why. And remember, I was there again last year, and if y'all remember my show, the fans ruined WrestleMania for me last year. They fucking did, okay? They ruined it. You ruined it, Austin. No, the fans ruined it, okay? But so we're
no,
all
it was WWE that ruined it.
Tomato, tomato. my mind's gonna always be. Why pay for something you're going to go boo? I'm not going to go pay to go see Mamma Mia. Not saying it's not a good movie, but it's not a movie I want to go see. Maybe I sit down with my lady and watch it and I like it. Hey, but it's not getting my dollar bills, y'all. So So I'm not paying money. I'm not flying. I'm not buying expensive seats. I'm not buying concession. I'm not buying a T-shirt. I'm not getting a sign. I'm not getting a migraine or popping an aneurysm. Taboo. And that's what they do. And that's what I don't get about wrestling fans. But you're right. They can do it, and they've been known to do it. But I think where they're placing this match goes as well. And that is, like, will this be the co-main event? Right? Because you can't have, you know, where somebody's going to get let down here. Either Daniel Bryan's going to win, or we don't know who really wins in the women's main event. We'll get there in a second as well. But so let's just real fast.
Yeah.
Something else that I like going on into this WrestleMania, I think I'm probably one of the only people that like it. Hugo's probably going to laugh. Hugo already knows this, but I love this right now.
There is nothing that this man hasn't done in this business except beat me. Nothing this man hasn't done in this business except beat me. The game. There is nothing this man hasn't done except beat me. Except beat me. Except beat me.
Hunter, kiss my.
Listen, I don't care, okay? It's like when you were a kid and you were used to having sex and you saw the girl, when you saw Benny Hill, right? When you would catch Benny Hill at night after Hee Haw or whatever, you know, got you turned on, it was real quick and easy. That's me sometimes. It don't take much for me. Wrestling's such a shitty product sometimes. That when I get what I like, I'm not going to bitch. I'm not going to complain. I'm going to enjoy it for what it is. I'm a Triple H mark, so maybe that's part of it. I'm a Batista mark. That's the other part of it. I'm not calling match of the year or match of the night, but they're going to beat each other's asses. And that's what. I don't care who wins. And guess what? I think Triple H wins this match because Batista keeps saying he hasn't beat me. Well, guess what? If there's a golden shovel, Batista, you just dug your own grave. Give me Triple H to win the match on Sunday. Who you got in this one, Micah?
Yeah, you can't just keep on saying things like, you know, put your career on the line as a wrestler and all that stuff. He's going to pull out the golden sledgehammer and go ahead and put that boy down. So Drax the Destroyer is going to get nerfed again, just like he did against Thanos. So give me Triple H to win the match.
I got my tickets, dog. Just saying. Who you got this for, KME? I know you got yours, too. And I got Suzanne for the second time tomorrow. Just saying.
Okay. First, I want to preface my comments by saying Batista is better than me. Because if I were him, I would not be going back to WWE. This guy is an A-lister in Hollywood now. He's the second wrestler after The Rock who is an A-lister. I've seen the movies that he's got coming out. They're all going to be hits. They're all going to make a ton of money. Mm-hmm. He does not need WWE at all, but he's doing fans a favor.
And he loves wrestling.
And yeah, he loves wrestling, so he's coming back. I think Triple H is going to win. I don't know what purpose that serves, but I do think that, you know, the match is going to be
because Batista can't
be
bad. Batista can't be his retirement match. I think, Cammy. That's all.
Yeah, no, it has to
be against Shawn. That's just me.
Yeah,
Triple H has to have his last match against Shawn.
Right. Yeah. Does Sean want to come back after he embarrassed himself in Saudi Arabia, though? I mean, If he wants to come back, then yes, it should be against John, but I just don't know. But yeah, I think Triple H wins.
How you got this one going? Hugo!
Yeah, Triple H is going to win. I mean, definitely that. There's no way in hell that he's going to go ahead and get his career on the line and get it done and over with. So Triple H is going to win. It's unfortunate because this is the last, probably the last fight you're going to see Batista in. But at the end of the day, Triple H wins it.
I don't think it's the end of Batista. I don't think it's a one-match thing, though.
You don't think so?
And maybe I'm completely wrong. Because he's a man of his word, I've seen over the years. And he said if he came back, it wouldn't just be for one program. Well, let me rephrase that. He said it would be for a program, not just one match. And I guess it's been a program, but a program is not just finished one match. But it's just not finished with one match.
Yeah.
So if he wins, then yes, he's over. Batista won't wrestle again either. But I don't think he wins. And here's my thing also. I was at my first WrestleMania 28, the end of an era match. We thought that was the end of the Attitude Era. And guess what happened? We still seen it up until less than a year ago. So, with Attitude Era guys being around. Right. So none of that goes past me. But a lot of things. And this match you talked about already. I wanted to bring it up. Oh, hold on. I got Mike in there. Mike, you picked. Did you pick? Sorry. Micah.
I've been Triple H.
You know, I'm drinking that red wine. It's oh so fine. But let's talk about this one, though.
I've been living with leukemia for 11 years. I'm in remission, y'all. The big dog is back! You may have beaten leukemia. You will never beat me. This is my yard. It's going to stay that way.
It is over. This is my yard now.
WrestleMania. Streaming live on WWE Network. This Sunday, 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific.
Well, Helgo brought it up. He gave us the reason. I honestly actually agree all the way. Don't have to go into it anymore. I do think Drew McIntyre's wins the match. It's the perfect time for someone like someone to go over on Roman Reigns. I had to mute you there, Cammy. I don't know what you're doing there in the background. I heard a lot of noise there. Maybe that might be your microphone. I don't know. But I agree with everything that Helgo had said, Micah. Reasons why Drew McIntyre go over. You got to start building other people. Other people have to start being built believable that they can win. You have to give them reasons and guys to be. That was wrestling back in the day. You would see that this guy or that guy could win, and then you would say, okay, I believe it. But look at all the times Dolph Ziggler had. Like, sometimes it's not always good to just knock somebody back down because they're a monster and think they can get over. Sometimes that monster has to get over on the other star. This is that moment. Roman Reigns has had nothing but success in his company. Losing does nothing negative against his career. He's done everything in his business, and he's coming back from this. And if he loses this, and I know it's shitty to do, but this is wrestling. Despite me knowing that I think there's prejudices against blacks in the WWE, I also know that, again, I've said it time and time and time again, it's wrestling. There's prejudices against everything. So you use everything. Everything's a story. What makes wrestling good, what makes wrestling believable is when you take real-life situations and add them into the story. So why not use the cancer where he may have been weakened from? Wouldn't surprise me if they do. I'm not going to bash him if they do use it or they don't use it. But this is the time to pull the trigger and have Drew McIntyre win this match. How you got this one going, Micah?
I'm in full agreement. This is now the time. With all the things they've done with Drew McIntyre, they built him to be this unstoppable force. They call him a freaking psychopath. Then, you know, he destroys Kurt Angle and makes Kurt Angle tap with his own daggone submission. They put him in a damn the mid-card vortex that Baron Corbin absorbs people. And I don't know how the hell he got stuck there for so long. But, you know, he's out of it. He's main event caliber. He's been main event caliber since he came back. And so if he does not go over on Roman, I'll be sorely disappointed. Sorely disappointed in the booking of WWE, because this is the perfect time to do it. Roman has every built-in excuse in the book in which he still comes out as looking strong. There's no downside to making Drew the guy and the top heel in your company, at least for the Raw brand. No downside. Give me Drew.
I'm taking Drew with you for all the reasons we both shared together. KME from Los Angeles is here as well. KME, we're taking Drew. Given our I just think this is the time you pulled away from Roman. It doesn't hurt Roman in any way.
I'm actually going to go the opposite. I think the consensus online is Drew should win. I think Roman should win. And the reason why is because I've been watching WWE, both Raw and SmackDown, for the last couple months. I really haven't done that in some years. And Raw has been, and SmackDown for that matter, they've been the most dystopian shows I've seen, where the bad guys just win and win and win and win and win. Roman Reigns has gotten his butt kicked every week since he's gotten back, outside from the match that the Shield won. I do think Roman should win. I'm not saying he should win convincingly, but I think, you know, for the story they've been telling with him just getting his ass beat every week, he should.
Can you use hashtag I'm a Dean Ambrose guy to interfere and help Roman, or does that taint the match?
No, Ambrose is gone. Ambrose is going to AEW. He shouldn't be involved in anything. I think that Roman should just win. I don't. Maybe, you know, do the Bret Hart spot where he, like he did against Piper in Austin, where he gets in a sleeper hold or something and kicks off on the top rope and gets pinned. It doesn't have to be a convincing win. I think just to take some of that dystopia out of WWE, I actually think every babyface on this show should win. Let me just go ahead and say that.
Wow.
But this
Roman thing.
That's
confusing in the main event, because I don't know if there's a true baby.
The good guys have not gotten anything. They've been getting their ass beat every week.
It's Face-O-Mania is what you're calling it. A Face-O-Mania. 347-637-3859 is somebody to call in. You want to speak, hit the number one button. That way we know you're on the line. A lot of calls in queue, but don't know who you are. So just hit the number one button, and I'll bring you on if you want to. If not, sit back, relax, and listen to my golden pipes. me. Okay. All right. So I'm into everything you said there as well. I agree. Remember, you're talking to you. I'm probably the most biggest wrestling fan that, remember, Hugo, I'm cheering Triple H, Undertaker, mm-hmm. Triple H. Like, that's me as a wrestling fan. You know what I mean? Like, I reside on the side of my kids and what it was. So I don't dive into, I watch wrestling if I like it. I talk about it. If I don't like it, I will talk about it. If it's not what I want, that's as far as it goes for me. So either way that happens, KB, I'm happy too, because I'm a Roman fan. My kids are Roman fans. So I hope he does win, for that matter. 702, you are on live in the barbershop, or Barbershop Talk Meets Radio. Talk Perfect Plex. WrestleMania weekend. How you doing?
Pretty good. It's Raphael from my bookie. What's going on, gentlemen?
What's going on, Raphael? The bookie himself. Laughing at my picks. So would I reach with the Kyrie Irving one, okay? I was just trying to be like, you know, got to reach sometimes. reach for the brass ring, you know? Not your dog spot or my spot, but that spot. I'm trying to get it. So I reach with Kyrie going to Brooklyn. It's okay, you know. Hell,
that's one of those you
got to
stay off the weed. Stay off the weed. That's when you got to stay off the weed, bro.
What's going on right now? How Vegas treating WrestleMania?
So far, so good. I mean, I agree with some of the people. I just chimed in about maybe 5 minutes ago. I just got done doing another. I've done more Game of Thrones and WrestleMania interviews the last couple of days than I've done sports, but or Final Four. But it's just ridiculous how I totally understand what you guys are saying with Drew McIntyre. I think he does win this match just because, I mean, Roman Reigns just got done spearing leukemia. I don't think he really cares about this match. This has nothing to do with his persona or what his career is. I think they've told Roman Reigns, hey, we need to push Drew McIntyre as a top heel now that we're losing a couple of our top heels. Do you mind if we put you in this match and you lose? And he's probably like, I'm happy to be alive. I don't understand why people are thinking that he should win this match. He should he win this match? Yes. Is he going to win this match? No. I don't see that happen. I think Drew McIntyre wins. Even though we have Roman Reigns as a favorite, minus $4, and the public thinks he's going to win just because of that aspect of him coming back, but I think Drew McIntyre wins this.
I think Drew McIntyre has to for everything that we all talked about. Like I said, I like to see Roman win. Don't get me wrong. I ain't going to get mad if Roman wins, but, you know, I also agree with that. Hold that thought as well, Raphael. You got a moment to hang with us while I go through the rest of these few matches?
Yeah, I have a moment. Really quick, did you guys go to the Kurt Angle match already?
No, I'm only hitting the major five matches. And the reason why I don't want to touch the Kurt match is because, we all have our conspiracies. I believe in that, I don't follow the dirt sheets, things like that. So I don't think the WWE needs John Cena to be at WrestleMania. I don't think the WWE would have John Cena or Taker at Mania without advertising. So that whole scenario, and I know there Vegas out there has that as well, who does he really wrestle? I just think what they've done to Kurt has been a very bad disservice so far. So you have some news I don't know about?
No, I mean, I was going to touch that. I feel bad for Kurt Angle, just the way they handled his situation. I know he said he wanted to end his last match at WrestleMania, and I know they had other options to go. I know they wanted to maybe wrestle his so-called son at this WrestleMania, but he's not healthy yet. So I know they had other aspects to doing it, but they just fell through. So I actually kind of feel bad that this is Kurt Angle's last match against whoever comes out in the ring. I think we all can face it. It's probably not going to be Corbin versus. I would be more shocked if it's Conor McGregor coming out to wrestle Kurt Angle than if it's Aaron Corbin.
Then it's Baron Corbin. I have to agree with that as well. But I'm also not one of the guys, and I know everybody rips Corbin. I just say the guy has been given a very bad deal the way that early on in Miz's career, where Miz went up and down until he made his, people forget where Miz was. Right? Liked him. To me, no one started liking the Miz until WrestleMania 27. If you said you did, then cool. You're one of those few that liked them back then. I know I didn't before 27, and it was the promo that they made leading into the match with him that I did like. But, I put Corbin in that plateau where they're giving him a lot of stuff to handle, and I think he's handled it pretty well. The thing that kills Corbin is the stupid change. Put some damn wrestling gear on. That's all. Just put some damn gear on. That's all I need from Corbin, and I'll be good.
I like his TGIF Friday look.
I can't stand it. Put an apron. That's the case. Where are my damn wings? All right, I need some Jack Daniel's sauce with those wings right now, and I damn sure got to have a trash can, a.k.a. a Long Island iced tea, replace the Coke, and add some Red Bull. 347-637-3859. I want to talk about this match as well, and I got a special caller calling in as well, but Sunday is about two. I'm skipping something here, and I apologize, guys. So I did that. Bam, bam, bam. Yeah, here we go. So the two biggest matches, okay? And I'm going to say this. Somebody on Sunday will be disappointed, okay? So I'm not going to talk about the main event just yet. I'm going to talk about what probably, maybe, should have been the main event. Give me a second, if you will, so to speak, while I take you down memory lane and build you up to this. Because a lot of things have been said about hashtag Kofi Mania. A lot of things have been said about hashtag give black wrestlers a chance. When we thought it was one thing, or was it what we thought it was or something else? Kofi had his take on it, courtesy of Busted Open Radio. So I'm going to play the clip from SmackDown. I'm going to play the clip where Kofi Kingston had to say what he had to say. Then we're going to discuss this real fast, guys. 347-637-3859. Were we justified? Are we justified for calling him Vincent KKK McMahon? Check this out.
I'm here tonight to give Kofi Kingston an opportunity to compete at WrestleMania. Are extremely important for each.
Yes, it is.
But I'm gonna tell you what. If he doesn't make the right decision here, I don't think he's.
You have played with Kofi.
We're not in the mood for you to teach us a damn thing.
show up for every business appearance, every meet and greet, every signing. Hell, this man, Kofi Kingston, has been here for 11 years. This man doesn't deserve a damn thing. It's almost like I created heaven and earth, but I don't deserve anything either. This is bigger than the New Day. Hell, this is bigger than your damn ego.
Say that we deserve because we earn.
I wish he really did deserve this. Kofi, any way you go, and the only way you deserve to go is a part of New Day. B-plus player.
Mr. McMahon, 11 years ago, I was just a kid with a dream. I don't complain about the fact that I show up here in this ring. You have never allowed someone like me to compete or contend for the WWE title. Tell me what I need to do so that I can do it.
Is to beat that man. That's all you got.
That man.
And beat that man. Those men too. What you have to do next week is beat them in a gauntlet match.
Are you kidding me? This is an impossible task. This is the opportunity. This is what we waited all night for. That the New Day is tangling with right now. New Day. He's got to defeat Randy Orton. This isn't an massacre.
It's a death sentence is what it is for the dream.
Got screwed again.
Now, in that promo, there were three of the biggest words ever used, okay? In wrestling, in my three of the most influential words, shall I say. I take that all back. Three of the most influential words. People like us. Now, I know I took it as blacks, as rightfully I believe so. They took to social media via Big E's Twitter, via even WWE.com, saying we should quit. And then it changed all of a sudden. The narrative changed. But did it do what we needed to do? Did it do what we thought it would do? Does it matter if Kofi is here? But friends of the program, I am, of Busted Open Radio, literally the only podcast, not even a pocket radio show I listen to, okay, is these guys. And I do not agree 50% of stuff they say, 60% of stuff they say, but you know me in wrestling, I agree with everybody's opinion. And here was Kofi Kingston saying a lot about those three words.
We left it open-ended for a reason, and it means a lot of different things. For example, you know, myself, I wear pigtails in the ring. I wear pink. I skip. I clap. I twerk. You know what I mean? And you don't see someone like that in the main event scene. There's obviously the element of race concerned in it, right? Like, you haven't seen many African American champions in major, you know, hold major titles. So that is definitely like a big piece of it. So I think what's awesome about this whole storyline is that so many people can identify with it. You know, whether it be people, you know, who are like black children who are looking at the screen and they see black men doing excellent things, you know, and excelling and doing excellent things. Now they believe that they can do excellent things. That's a huge part of what we do. And it's a huge element of pride that we take in being able to be that beacon of hope. But also from the perspective that kind of transcends race is the fact that this is a legitimate 11-year journey. Like,
yep.
It's an 11-year grind. You know what I mean? Like, people like us, like people who work as hard as they possibly can, who were told no, who even before I became a WWE superstar, I was told I was never going to make it because I wasn't big enough. You know what I mean? I wasn't strong enough. I wasn't 6'8", and here we are. You know what I'm saying? People who are always climbing mountains only to find more mountains at the top of those mountains and have to climb again. You know, people like us, and it involves, it's everybody who has struggled. You know what I'm saying? Everybody who has, you know, who has had a difficult time getting to where they want to be. And now they can look at us as examples of, hey, I can do this because they did it and I see it happening. Maybe I can do it too. You know, to be able to provide that motivation for anybody, you know, black, white, you know, for, you know, anywhere, anybody from anywhere can look to us and find that sense of motivation.
So, how do you take that? Is that the PC of PC responses? I know. I took to the airwaves. My numbers prove that you guys heard it. You guys want to believe in hashtag give black wrestlers a chance. Can you take Phil Kofi taking it as a black thing? Or was the PC thing, are you buying the PC thing of people like us, meaning it could be guys who were held down, guys who couldn't get over or pass over for the promotion because of the way I wear my hair, because I like the color pink, because I'm a man who twerks. I personally get on men who wear joggers. I seen yesterday, they are now super tight joggers. They're making tights for men. Hey, guys, you are not supposed to wear tights. Nobody wants to see your ass. But people like that, if that's people like you, it's actually brilliant. And it brings a lot of eyes to the program because it's not just me. It's not just you. It's not just the other person you know. It's everybody he put into that category can get with what he said. Now, pardon me. You know, I'm being honest. I'm a little upset they didn't go the black route fully. But here's why I say fully. Pay attention, guys, while I teach you some things. And I'll slow down so you can catch up. Before the Kofi Mania shirt came out, they showed you the shirt he wore on Tuesday, on SmackDown. What does that shirt remind you of? Anybody remember the best president this country has had? President Barack Obama's shirt? Image?
Yeah.
That's the Kofi's image, people. KME, I'm going to you first because you're the biggest person I know that's not in my household. How did you feel hearing that interview?
Yeah, that's of course, the shirt looks just like the Make America, not Make America Great Again, the Hope and Change shirt. And that's not accidentally done.
Not at all.
Yeah, I mean, if you were a 60, you don't even have to be 60. If you're over 35 and you're watching WWE and you're hearing Vince McMahon call these brothers Young Bucks and you've been watching this show for as long as we have watched it. Saba Simba, Kamala, Crime Time.
Talk about it. Friends of the program.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I mean, WWE has seen black men in a certain light for a certain amount of years. People like
Ahmed Johnson. Yes.
Yes, Ahmed Johnson. Look at what you would call it? I can't think of it.
Shelton Benjamin.
They're like anytime a black guy has been a regular black guy on that show, they get to this point where it's like, you know what? Being a regular black guy isn't working for us anymore. Let's give you gold hair. Let's turn you into an African spear chucker. Let's make you show your ass like they were doing with Bobby Lashley a couple of months ago. It's just ridiculous stuff. Kofi, they scaled all that stuff back with, and they made him kind of a everyman. And I hope for that reason he wins. And I am one of the people that do acknowledge The Rock's blackness.
And let me put a nickel in the meter right there, KM, because you and I have always echoed those same sentiments. Now, I know I fought for saying, hey, we both understand what the black majority says. But we're in agreement.
Right.
I do consider The Rock black because The Rock considers himself black. So, but I understand.
Yeah.
Continue.
But here's the thing with The Rock. The Rock is perfect. Like, The Rock is as close. If WWE were holy ground, The Rock is as close to Jesus as you can get. The Rock is for men what Beyonce is to women. The Rock is so perfect. So you have to overlook his blackness to give him
the props
the
he deserves.
You know what I'm saying? Because he's bigger than he's bigger
than entertainment.
He's too
entertainment. Right.
Yeah.
I personally think The Rock's the biggest star WWE's ever had in the light of touching all the. You know, the proverbial hitting all the buttons or whatever that term is used.
He's
crossing all the T's, dotting all the I's. Hogan didn't do it all the way. Stone Cold didn't do it. Because I know a lot of black folks didn't mess with Stone Cold Steve Austin. But to get us back on track there, Kofi is touching that. Because We laughed at the New Day thing at the beginning, right? We thought it was funny. We got to the point where we were over it. But then they would come back and they would do something. They would use something of today's society to bring it to their promos, to keep it real, to keep it relevant. Let me touch off right there, Kimmy, and come back to you real fast. I don't want you to tell me who you think is going to win right now, okay? But I want you to finish your point so I can get Micah back in here real fast. And I got a caller calling in.
Okay.
All right. Micah, when you hear this, you and I call you, I love you, you're my brother, there's nothing, but you're my country black guy. When you hear Kofi Kingston use the PC, brilliant, smart, you agree? What's going on, your thoughts? Kofi Mania, will it happen?
I'm hoping that Kofi Mania is going to happen. I think it's well deserved of it. I was growing up watching The Rock. I was ignorant to The Rock's father being a black man up until probably about 2005, my sophomore year in college. So because of that, I always identified The Rock as a Samoan, even when he was with Nation of Domination. It was like, oh, this Samoan dude kicking in with the Nation. Okay, I guess so. Samoans, people of color, makes sense, blah, blah, blah. And it wasn't until the last 10, 15 years or so where The Rock was also a black guy, and because of the professionalism of the WWE and what they depict The Rock as, and what The Rock depicts himself in WWE, and what he does personally outside of WWE, I cannot personally recognize The Rock as a cultural black man. Racially, he is. I mean, that'd be stupid of me not to say that. Racially, he is, but culturally, I don't know. I don't think he has really identified himself
Culturally, I agree with you. My wife and I watch his movie, you're the most powerful man in Hollywood, the most highly paid actor in Hollywood who have never had a black leading lady. And you can count Rampage if you want to, but guess what they didn't do on Rampage? They didn't kiss. Continue.
Exactly. So you have that. There's nothing against The Rock. The Rock did what he felt like he had to do for professionalism. I think Kofi is doing exactly what he needs to do for professionalism. He's in this culture. We're in a culture now where inclusivity matters, and because he mentioned things like pigtails and skipping. That doesn't mean that you're a fruit boy. There's straight guys who have pigtails all the time and they skip too. That doesn't mean you're a fruit boy. But I see what direction he was going. Liking pink was a sign of royalty historically. That doesn't mean that you're a fruit boy. And I'm saying that because I don't want to offend anybody. And if you're still offended, screw you and go home and cry on your leg on bed.
What he forgot to
mention was outcasts that like when this is what Xavier Woods mentioned. Guys like me, a black man who likes anime, techno music, and things that I'm not necessarily culturally, stereotypically black.
Right, you are. You're still my brother.
That includes me.
You're still my brother.
Yes, exactly. So that includes me, too. So it was well played. It was well thought out. That's how you're supposed to play it. And by the way, that Hope and Change shirt, you know Daniel Bryan had that same shirt when he was going to WrestleMania 30, right?
Yeah.
Daniel Bryan had the exact same depiction of that shirt. So I'm seeing all this as a foreshadowing. B-plus player, Hope and Change shirt. All of it's a clown. Culturally, for me, a black champion. And I'm excited to see it.
And KME corrects me on Ballers. I mean, I want to see it in the movies, on the TV show. I'm going to get Raphael back in here, and then I got my homie calling from a – I'll tell y'all who he is coming to call in a second. Raphael, Kofi Mania. If you don't mind, I'm going to tell you how you feel. Vegas odds in this possibly happening because I'm just curious. Your thoughts?
I mean, I kind of understand the point of view of what everyone's saying on this one, but I would be more upset that he's fighting for the SmackDown. If you really want to make a splash, he should be fighting Brock Lesnar and beating Brock Lesnar because I think that
for the number one title
is more significant.
Right. We got a call for you, man. We haven't had that belt in 100 years either. So let's get the second title again first with the company's name on it, and then go after the new name, the WWE Universe. But I agree with what you're saying. I hear you. But we know it's the second belt.
Yeah, and what I heard, the reason why they picked Kofi in this situation was because originally they thought Bobby Lashley was going to be in this situation to get a belt either from SmackDown or from Raw, but they really liked the storyline of when Daniel Bryan, when you guys said, the underdog, the one that shouldn't have been here, the one that had a fight to get here. That's why they chose that route besides the Bobby Lashley, because what I heard from multiple sources, they it was Bobby Lashley was going to be in this situation. He was going to be fighting for a belt at WrestleMania for that cliche of what's going on. So for me, I think it's going to happen. We have Kofi at minus 320. Most likely, I'll probably bet all the way up to $6. I just don't see any point of view of why they would not have him win with the promo that they gave him, that he had to fight Vince McMahon and 20 wrestlers at a time. I just don't see the reason why they would have Daniel Bryan win that match. It's Kofi's match. I would be totally shocked unless, knock on wood, something maybe bad happened in the ring where they needed Daniel Bryan just to pin him. But I just don't see that. Kofi's walking out.
Let me ask you this. What about the betting favorite towards, because I'm hearing this, someone from the New Day screwing Kofi?
I have heard that. I've heard that multiple times today and late last night, that this is that they can kill two birds with one stone. Maybe still have Kofi win, but also have the New Day break up at the same time. I've heard that multiple times. That would not. That one shocked me more because I know they've been trying to separate them and maybe put a Big E on Raw and keep Kofi at SmackDown. That one shocked me. And if someone does backstab, it's got to be Big E. I mean, it's got to be him.
You know what? I saw that. I heard that. And I'm going to say this much to that one. And then my guest, my caller. They this week have sold 4 unique titles at WWE Superstore. Friend of program, Wrestling Marks of Excellence on Nephew Corey, hashtag Belt King, was in line to get a Shawn Michaels title, which they only had 5 of. The guy in front of him bought 4. He bought 1. They also had a limited edition of the new Daniel Bryan title, which I want. They have it for $400. They also sold another round of New Day exclusive titles. The merchandise that New Day is pulling, they're not breaking these guys up. They are stronger together than they are apart, in my opinion, on that betting line. I would stay away from that one. But it's out there. If you believe in miracles, go ahead. This is not ice. But what I will say this, and I have to say this before I get my guy on. I have not given my reason at all of who wins this match, and here's my reason why I've held it back for this moment. Daniel Bryan needs to win the match, guys, because if not, to me, it all is fucking pointless that they did with Daniel Bryan. Now, will I explode if Kofi win? Do I want Kofi to win? Absolutely. I need it for the culture, as they say. But what does this do to Daniel Bryan? And I know I say I don't want to talk about foreshadowing. I don't want to talk about SmackDown or Raw after Mania. But they just gave this guy a new title. How often do they give titles to people and then take it away? He's had that belt, 2 months? Maybe? I want Kofi to win. I'm just not really sure if he should, because let's keep this on the favorite. I'm going to keep my lines very clear to where I go with my women's main event. This was not supposed to be Kofi. In all intent purposes, this might have been, to me, I said it before, Cena and Daniel Bryan would have been a bigger WrestleMania match than this, in my opinion. In my opinion, I think it would have been. Okay, I'm not, and again, this is nothing against the culture. I want it for the culture. I'm a wrestling fan first. Well, I'm a black man first, but when it comes to wrestling, hell, race doesn't have a color, in my opinion, but we still get held down, whatever. I know the whole thing. I'm awake. You stay awake with me. But what happens to Daniel Bryan? Come on, Kofi, I want you to win it, but damn, Daniel, as they say, we know Daniel Bryan can back, but I think Daniel can come back better losing from this than Kofi would. I think if Kofi loses, they have nowhere to go with this. Unless they do something dumb as hell by having New Day turn. But all the way from across the pond, Jams Podcast on Hip Hop Show Extraordinaire, Rap Moro, my man, Grand Body P, is joining the program. Boy, you've been a whole long damn time. What's going on, man?
Yo, what up, Mike Nuts, man? Yo, it's big WrestleMania. I had to call in. I had no choice. You know, I mean, it's that pay-per-view where you have to wear your best clothes. You have to get the food on deck. It's like, come on, man. I had to call in the show, man. I had to call in.
You know, I got the whiskey, the seafood, everything's popping, and little things stopping.
There you go. There you go. I'll be listening in, right? I'll be listening to all your views. I will say this. Kofi Mania has to pop off. It has to. It's got no choice. All this 11 years business, everything that's gone before, everything that we've come to watch over like 30-odd years and never seen a full-blown black WWE champion. Bear in mind, yeah, it's the second title. But even still, that was the same title that's been held by all the greats over the years. So, second title or no title, or first title, it's historic, man. It needs to happen.
Yeah.
For me, this is my personal Undertaker match. By that, I mean, Undertaker, when he comes out, he's got his streak and everything on the line and all that. And when he wins, I go off on one. And this is what's going to happen with me if Kofi Kingston wins this match. He has to win. I will say this, Mike Knox. If Daniel Bryan wins or there's a disqualification of some sort and Daniel Bryan's still holding the title, as much as I love Daniel Bryan, you know what? Wrestling card, hand it in. I can't do it no more. I can't, but don't hold me to it.
Because Taker's gone and you're still here. I'm just saying. Taker's gone.
Yeah, Taker's
and you're
gone.
Still
I'm
here.
Still here. Shinsuke Nakamura's my boy right now. Ricochet's my boy right now. There's a lot of people that I'm
so
supporting
tired
still,
of seeing Ricochet on my damn TV every single week with Aleister Black. I like both those guys, but they're ruining them for me, by the way. They're ruining them for me. Like they're ruining it for me. So, but I flux with them. Kofi Mania has to happen. I want them to be sick, KME. I need Kofi Mania.
Kofi, there's no other option. Kofi has to win the belt, man. They've done this before. They've done this with Booker T before. They cannot do this again. I do think if they do this again, I think the backlash will become bigger than what the company is. I think the best thing for them to do in this scenario is give people what
the
hell they want.
Yeah, I think Kofi definitely wins. Do the right thing. Do the right thing.
And I have to say this about I want to finish this point about The Rock. If The Miz was a black guy, do you think he would have ever been world champion?
Never. Okay.
Hold on.
I don't think we've had a black guy good on a microphone as Miz, other than The Rock.
No, but okay, that's not true. But anyway, I digress. They've had MVP there. But this is the thing. A black guy in that company who had the Miz's limited skill levels would not be world champion. That's the standard. But that's the standard for a white guy. For a black guy, you have to be The Rock. That is what you have to do.
Yeah.
If Kofi wins, it'll say, okay, the playing field is a little bit more even for blacks versus whites.
Let me ask you
right
this
now,
real fast. What do you think about The Rock's comments towards Big E's or Kofi Kingston's tweet where it said, it wasn't my color. I broke the color barrier in wrestling. I got over because of me.
Yeah,
he's
true. It's the truth. He did break the color barrier, but he's also the fucking Rock. I mean, I don't think that's the thing with that is he's got to understand that he's the Rock. He's got to understand that every single woman on the planet wants to be with him. My girlfriend would leave me tomorrow. She would leave me in the next 10 minutes if she thought she had a chance with the Rock. Okay, like I have a fighting chance against somebody like The Miz. But The Rock, I can just kiss that relationship goodbye. So that's all I'm saying about that. And even as great as The Rock is, The Rock has never successfully defended the WWE title at WrestleMania, nor has he ever won the title
Good
at
point.
WrestleMania. Kofi would be the first person,
Hold on.
The first black
Hold
person
on.
To do
when
that.
When he beat Austin, that wasn't for the title? When he finally beat
no,
Austin,
no,
that was for the title.
That wasn't for the belt. Yeah, he never won the belt at WrestleMania. How many other WWE main eventers in history can you say that about? I think it's just him and, like, maybe Angle. But every other main eventer of any significance has had that,
see,
has won
why,
that belt. At
that's
Mania.
Why I like my crew, because I don't. I like the. I love wrestling. I don't know all the statistical things. I'd have had to Google it, but I'm taking you guys' word. Y'all very firmly was like, nah, he didn't do that. You know what I mean? So that's again, he has to win. What is the bigger letdown on Sunday? And then we'll talk about that match and get up out of here. But so let's talk about this real fast. We all want Kofi. We all need Kofi. But this is the main event, guys.
Yeah. I agree. I think they have to put this match late on the card because
I don't care who I have to beat. I am reclaiming everything they have tried to take from me.
Undeserving? I'm about to show you how deserving I am. I'm going to embarrass and humiliate Charlotte and Becky on the grandest stage of them all.
For the first time in 35 years, our women will be the main event of WrestleMania. It's winner take all.
This Sunday, what's worse to wrestling fans? Becky Lynch lose or Kofi Kingston loses? Which one's worse, Hugo?
What's worse to the sport would definitely be Kofi Kingston, because definitely we're long overdue for an African American champion. However, in the eyes of the WWE, I think it'll be probably worse for Becky Lynch to lose. I'm all about Kofi, man. I hope Kofi wins, man. But I honestly do think that the plan is set in place ever since it was since last year, that Becky Lynch is obviously how hot she has gotten. She has to be the one that goes over. So I think if Becky loses,
1,000 complete disagree with that part. Not about the part about what's more important yet, but that part. Becky stole her way into this match. It has always supposed to have been the princess
Charlotte
versus Ronda Rousey,
the queen.
That's what it was supposed to be.
I get you. But plans changed, Mike.
Becky Lynch, that bitch stole her way into this match. Okay? She tapped out to Asuka. She stole her way into the Women's Royal Rumble. She deserves this match. But y'all talk about shoving someone down your throat. I always say, there has never been nobody great in history without shoving you down your throat. Becky Lynch has been shoved down our throats just as much as the greatest women's wrestler of all time, Charlotte Flair. If Charlotte Flair does not walk off at the end of WrestleMania, I'm booing. I didn't pay to go live because it's in New York, and as soon as they say it was in New York, I told everybody who was WrestleMania bound, I'm not going. Thank you. Woo! I'm not staying outside for 8 hours, 10 hours in the cold. I'm all gonna do it. Congratulations. So no. Becky Lynch does not deserve this. The best women's wrestler of all time deserves this.
Come on, come on.
I don't care if the four horsemen.
I don't care what.
Charlotte, go ahead. I'm done.
She does deserve it. She does deserve it, especially how she has come from a nobody that didn't come to the SmackDown title. Hold on a second, Mike. Away from being a nobody that was just on the SmackDown card. She was happy to be on the SmackDown card and actually got over after with the fans. It don't matter. What are you talking
about? She's the first SmackDown women's champion.
And then what did she do after that? What did she do after that? Tell me, what did she do after that? Get the hell out of here.
When has the wrestling business ever been about deserve?
But Becky Lynch does not deserve to hold that title at WrestleMania. Does Ronda Rousey?
Wait, you need to tell me. You mean to tell me what she has done in the last 8 months doesn't deserve, especially how she has gone over the crowd. She does not deserve it?
She deserves to be on the main event because she's done nothing else. Here you go. I gave you several points, not opinions, not about how I feel, about facts. Did she steal her way into the Women's Royal Rumble? Yes, she did. Fact. Dixie tapped the 18 double hockey stick out to Oscar. Facts. Dixie gets suspended because she was not listening. Facts. What the
wrestling
hell?
Wrestling is storyline, just like you say. Wrestling is storyline. Wrestling is storyline, just like you say. You say all the time, wrestling is storyline. This is storyline.
I don't understand this deserve talk. It has nothing deserved. I mean, nobody. Vince McMahon, that's one thing he said that I agree with. It's nobody. It's not about deserving. It's about what's gonna make money and what's the hot thing at the moment. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, fine.
Like,
fine. Forget about the whole deserve thing. But money right now, who is money? Becky Lynch.
Yeah,
people go
to
show just
Becky
to see Becky Lynch.
Lynch.
So if the fans,
do you know
the win, the
do
fans
you know,
will riot.
There's an argument out there. No, I disagree. This is where I think. This is where wrestling fans, and I take nothing from you guys, who do not, and you do go, you guys go. So don't talk about what you may see social media-wise. Talk about the whole spectrum of what you hear all around social media-wise. It's about a 60-40 for Becky versus Charlotte. Charlotte has a hell of a fan base. A hell of a fan
base. Yes, she does.
And they all feel like I feel. I have nothing against Becky Lynch. But Becky Lynch
is Becky is the number one merch seller on WWE.com right now, even more than the men.
Exactly.
That's what they reported.
Exactly. Exactly.
You know, it is what they reported. So
that's where the word word deserve comes from. I don't mean she doesn't give out.
Yeah.
Who cares, bro? Like it's wrestling talk. Who honestly, okay, fine, maybe a deserving person definitely will be Kofi Kingston. Never for 11 years, he's never had a fair shot. That's deserving. But who honestly, out of all the previous champions, actually deserved to be a champion? No one. I don't mean by deserve like, oh, she worked her ass off to actually be deserved for a title. No, I don't mean it like that.
So
okay,
I mean,
they bring out the point, and he said that she's the biggest merchandise seller.
The genetic freak of a woman who is the most skillful woman in that squirt circle, the best on that microphone in that squared circle, the biggest floating devices in that squared circle, the daughter of what some would call, not me, the greatest wrestler of all time, Ric Flair, okay, Charlotte Flair. There's nothing.
Mike, I agree with you.
I don't think Charlotte is the greatest wrestler in that
woman.
Company.
I know y'all don't. I know y'all don't, I think she's the best ever. Not just the company.
I personally think she's the best right now, and definitely, and perhaps, probably of all time. I agree with you there. The way that she's worked, she's grew up in a wrestling family.
Lita, Dave Rice is better than fucking Lita. Now, I'm not saying I like her more than Lita.
I think she's better than all the adversaries. I think.
Let me finish this real fast. What people have a problem with, right? And I'm not saying you're doing it. When you say when you tell somebody you like somebody else better, or you put them number one, they automatically think that number two is a bad. Well, you don't like number no. Taking nothing from nothing, nobody
no.
else. Take nothing from no one has done in that squared circle to me, wrestled like a man, okay, other than Charlotte. And I know people, we had this talk before. To me, China is Andre the Giant. China is Jay-Z. They're not the best or the biggest.
Yeah.
Like, they're the greatest rapper of all time. Biggie or Pac. No, I love Biggie and Pac more than I love Jay-Z. But without question, Jay-Z. He's by himself. There's hip-hop artists, and it's what this man has done. There's Jay-Z. There's Michael Jackson. There's Prince. There's Beyonce. There's lists of Madonna. There's
right.
lists that people belong to. Okay? So that's China in the world of wrestling as a woman. She's not a women's wrestler. She's China. So excluding China, to me, Charlotte. Now, let me ask this question, Cammy, because you're going to tell me why what mm-hmm. you was going to say. And I want you to add to that by saying, does Ronda have a shot in this? Should maybe Ronda like, or do we get that Four Horsemen moment at the end, or should we save it for Monday and then finish with your point first and then ask those questions for me?
I think with these girls, I think Becky should win, but I can see any of them winning. I think Becky has gotten the short end of the stick in the last couple months of build. I don't dislike Charlotte. I think she's good, but I think she's as good as her sum of her parts in the ring. I've seen Charlotte have bad matches. I've never seen her have a good match with Nia Jax. That's just personal preference.
No,
I think that I think that Becky should win this match just based off of the story they've been telling. And I know you loved what was going on Monday. I loved what was going on Monday too, but I thought it was goofy as hell. With that said, though,
making up the, I also want to say Rock paper. It had the picture of the Rock, right? It said Rock. It showed paper, right? And it said scissor when they were in the back of the squad car. I thought that was funny.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm being pretty guy. Can I not say that? Can I not say I did enjoy bra and panty matches? Can I say I enjoyed it? Because people try to act like they didn't enjoy them shits. Okay.
I
saw a
bra and
panty
match.
Okay, huh? You said you didn't?
No, I didn't. I don't watch wrestling for that stuff. I watch porn for that.
No, hold on. Don't get me. I didn't say I enjoyed it from a wrestling standpoint. I enjoyed it.
I'm not calling you a perv. I think that's a different struggle for different folks.
I'm not afraid to. I'm not R. Kelly. I don't like all women. Okay, it's not
me. I know. No one's ever said you were R. Kelly. I would never put that evil on you.
Who you got winning this match, Grandbody P? Who wins on Sunday?
Oh my days! You like giving me some joke, man. After what you guys said, after what my boys have said off the grid that you'll find out on my podcast, I'm still. I want Becky to win still. No. I want Becky to win still. But I don't know, you know. I don't know, you know. I wouldn't put it past them to put the belt on even the other two, you know. Seriously, and especially after the whole Kofi thing, you know, WWE is gonna pull a fast one. WrestleMania 30, yeah, we'll let Daniel Bryan win the title, but Undertaker's gonna have his streak, boss. That's what that was, and I think the same thing is gonna happen here. Personally,
yeah.
I don't mind.
I said, somebody's not getting over Kofi. There's no way I believe, and this is what I'm with you, I'm afraid of. If Kofi wins, then Becky's not winning. That's what I'm afraid of. Like, I think that's wrong booking. I do, and I don't know, I think Charlotte should win. Let me rephrase this. I think Charlotte should win, but Becky's going to win on Sunday. So if I'm sure Becky's going to win on Sunday, guess what I'm not sure about? I'm not sure that Kofi wins, and I think everything you say,
no,
Jamie,
it's
the wrong
Seth Rollins, man.
It's Seth Rollins is the odd man.
I think Kofi.
Yeah,
Kofi, they have to have two of those three matches. The face has got to win. And if I was going to pick a face that was going to lose, it would be Rollins. But it's WWE, so actually, I changed my mind. Kofi's losing.
See, you're like me. Remember my video? I said, black people. Wake the fuck up, right? The next week, I said, yo, my bad, I was wrong. It's the second title, right? Even Raphael from V Sports Booking in Vegas came on this program a while ago. You heard him say, hey, you know, he should win that match. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not going to be good if Kofi loses, which makes me think. I think Kofi has to win more than Becky.
I was gonna say this, Mike. I mean, let's round up the three matches, right? Obviously, the one that you're talking about, who could afford to lose out of those three? It definitely is Seth Rollins.
I don't want to put the three. I think that's too easy. I don't think.
No. I'm saying
that
from
both
one of
the
three.
Two main events for the women's title and the SmackDown title both go over. I don't think that happens.
Right. That's what I'm saying. And who could afford to lose? It definitely is Seth Rollins.
Take Seth and Brock away. Take Seth and Brock. Not three matches. Two matches between Daniel Bryan and Kofi.
They both have to win.
I agree with Hugo. They both have to win. I think they've been too dystopian. WWE has made these heels win every single week on Raw.
Yeah.
Every single week, they gotta win, man. The good guys have to benefit somewhere.
Hey, me.
We're better than WrestleMania.
The only one, if you really look at it, and again, I know Mike doesn't want to bring it up, but let me bring it up one more time, right? The Brock Lesnar and Seth Rollins.
I agree with you on that, that, you know, Becky hasn't won anything, you know, leading up to the match. Kofi hasn't really won anything, for the exception of, you know, them putting him in the title match. Then again, he went through hell to be able to get into that title. The only one that actually got the upper hand on the heel was Seth Rollins this past Monday on Raw.
He only got it on that show, too. He hasn't gotten it any other time. And for that reason, like you said, Hugo, that's kind of why I think he's the one that might see an L. But I definitely see the faces. Kofi's got to win, and I think Becky's got to win. Because I think they're going to.
All the faces
gonna,
do win. Do we call this face-o-mania?
Facial mania. I'm not calling it facial mania, but.
But I didn't get this in there, but I think Randy Orton beat AJ Styles. Just throwing that out there, that Kumna, you know, AJ Styles loses to Randy Orton, y'all. Just want to throw that out there. We didn't talk about it real fast. But that's going to be a match of the night.
Yeah, I could see that happening, but Randy Orton did get that sick-ass RKO on AJ the other day. But one thing I will say about AJ Styles, AJ Styles, if he wants to win that argument over indie stars versus what you make WWE stars, all AJ would have to say is, yeah, it took me 15 years to get here, but as soon as I got here, I was instantly in the main event. So, I mean, that would be a viable point.
I remember Randy Orton news update. I thought it was I loved it. I've been a Randy Orton fan since the beginning.
Yeah, it was goofy as hell. I thought it was cool.
It was goofy as hell. You know what I mean? So, hey, guys,
cool.
I thank you guys for tuning in for another year, another wrestling show here on the BDSR Radio Networks. This podcast will be going out very, very soon on your iTunes, Stitcher, wherever podcasts are sold, which are absolutely free. I'm excited as hell for WrestleMania, guys. I am. And you said in the beginning, KMA, you were excited. I'm always excited. Hugo, we both forego this WrestleMania. You didn't go last year. But next year in Tampa, everybody's more than welcome to come stay at my house. Okay, I'm 40 minutes away. I'm going. Okay, I'm 40 minutes away, baby. You know what I'm saying? Just pay the taxes at the door. You know what I'm saying? I got you. You know what I'm saying? So I'm excited, man. I can't wait to hear, you know, what shirts you guys are going to have on, what you're eating, what you're drinking. I'm actually might play a drinking game this WrestleMania. But I just don't know if I don't want to pass out by 11. It's the worst thing to do is try to drink and eat. You ever eat and drink so much like during a game that you're happy about, you get all full and pass out somewhere during the pay-per-view? Yeah. WrestleMania 20, I was so drunk, I passed out through that five. Remember that thing was on for 24 hours of WrestleMania? That was the advertisement.
Right.
The whole package. You watched all the other WrestleManias as they came on up until 20.
Yeah, I remember that. That was
20. I remember the two X's.
No,
they was 12. Maybe 16 did it too.
Yeah,
I don't know about that.
No, they also did that. They also did that for 16. They did the all day long thing. Yeah.
So I don't know about that, but I know Wally Mania, I heard, was off the hook again last night. Everybody booed Enzo Amore. Something I thought was crazy. Think about this, guys. Who was over bigger than Cass and Enzo? No one. They were over from day one, and within 3 years, they're out of the company. Because fame took them over. Look at this guy. This guy's a clown now, Enzo Amore. He's trying to be a rapper. Like, come on. Cass, I think, will be back one day. I think Cass, generally from an interview I heard, you know, regrets some of the things that he did backstage. So I think he will be back when, kind of like your Drew McIntyre, just have to go and make way somewhere else, show the company they can trust you again. But overall, guys, this road to WrestleMania, I've been very happy with. And I know I had a lackluster Tuesday. Monday, for ruining it for me on Tuesday was the fact that as it was going off in the middle of Kofi Kingston's promo, it popped up Miz and Mrs. starts in 2 minutes. And I just thought that you didn't need that. You know what I mean? So in that black man's moment, you had the white guy show shine again. Just showing that VKK doesn't put nothing past. People can understand this. First on that screen, and President Barack Obama is a wrestling fan for Kofi Kingston.
Yeah.
And then after we do the post show, we're going to say, well, shit, it's not the WWE Universal Championship, right? So with that being said, maybe there'll be a pre-show on Sunday. I don't know. Probably see how much I've been drinking. But there will definitely be a post-show after WrestleMania. Tune in, guys. BDSR Network. Thank you for tuning in. WrestleMania weekend is here. NXT is starting in 6 minutes. Go watch it. Or just don't watch it. I don't care. I am. We out of here, y'all. Fred Nux, this for you, baby.
I'm serving notice.
Easy.
Nux. Yeah.
I get the shots you're looking at.
Hey, yo, easy. Good looking out on this one, homie.
I'm serving notice.
We serving notice to the whole industry on this one, man. Rap Mania. I'm serving notice to the whole industry. All that cookie cut nursery. Hickory dickory dot. Rats to crack. Weak punchlines of delivery. Stop. Y'all really think I'm killing it lyrically? Not. I guess it's time for me to teach you how to coordinate pop. Skinny jeans should never ever have a place in hip hop. But that's another chapter. How is R&B singers harder than these rappers? It's all backwards. You can't tell the difference now. Look around, it seems men and new women now. Yeah, the itch is foul, but these are free throws. These shallow hows ain't prepared for these deep lows. Life's a gamble, but I'm ballin', homie Pete Rose. Clones biting my style, man, they can keep those. Cause they say coming up short, they need to beat those. Well, every day, new heights, homie, we reach those. Capiccio, with Fred Nux is on the track. Look, I make it look easy on the beat, though.
Serving notice.